Thomas Empson is the author of several novels, including Maneater, Zombie Britannica, and the Vampire Trinity series, as well as two nonfiction books in Welsh. A former journalist, he is also an award-winning playwright. His novel Pariah was described by Publishers Weekly as an energetic and slightly supernatural rendering of the Jack the Ripper story that is requisitely gruesome, darkly funny, and seriously creepy. Welcome, Thomas Empson.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.
I wonder if you could just tell us why you think people are still obsessed with Jack the Ripper after all this time.
It's because it hasn't been solved, I think. That's why it sort of resonates so much. You know, these days we have tools that enable us to capture criminals like Jack the Ripper, whoever he was. You know, we have skilled investigators, we have forensic science, and you know, I don't think, certainly with the carnage he left behind, I doubt that today he would have been free very long. But certainly in terms of, you know, the fact that, again, the fact that he hasn't been caught and, you know, nobody knows who he is, you know, he still sort of, his ghost almost still wanders sort of the streets, certainly of the East End there, and, you know, sort of he still echoes, you know, in our subconscious, I think, because of that, because he's still out there somewhere in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jack the Ripper disrupts the norm, I think, and the norm for us is meaning, you know, and meaning comes from resolution, or, you know, what we might term closure, and he gives us none of that. He's an epitome, I think, he's an epitome of everything that we dread, he's an epitome of evil, and he represents the thing that we fear most, and the thing that we fear most is not knowing, and as I said, not having meaning to something. You know, this story isn't finished, and it probably never will be finished now. He's shaken us to the core of what we are, really, and what we are, you know, we're pattern seeking and we're meaning makers, and he disrupts that completely.
Briefly, without giving us any spoilers, what is the plot of Pariah and who are the main characters?
Well, the plot surrounds the return to the East End of a character called Charlie Faultless. Charlie Faultless is a journalist, but once he was a bit of a criminal, a bit of a bad lad, and he had to flee because he upset a few people. But he transformed his life and is now a successful writer. He is in the 1990s, according to my novel, both his mother and his girlfriend were murdered under very similar circumstances to the Ripper killings, and he's back now to investigate those killings and to write a book about them. On his arrival, other deaths occur, and he very quickly becomes a suspect. The story also travels back in time to the time of the Ripper, and I depict fictionally, and using sort of supernatural elements, the incident surrounding particularly the murder of Mary Kelly. So I mean, the novel sort of moves from sort of the end of the 19th century to the present day. And it's really about Charlie's hunt for the killer of his mother and his girlfriend, and also it's a journey of discovery for him. And he makes some discoveries that probably he would prefer not to make.
Now, the audio edition is narrated by Simon Vance. What will you be listening for in his reading of the book?
I'm delighted that he's reading Pariah. I really, really am. I'm looking forward to listening to them and hearing Simon's take really on the book. I'm sure that he will be creating an air of menace and dread, which I try to sort of create when writing the book.
Well, thank you so much, Thomas Empson, author of Pariah, available in print, ebook, and audio editions from Tantor. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.